You're from Atlanta. You guys know heat, warmth.
I mean, it's cold in Atlanta in the winter, but it's not this cold.
No, this is cold. Like, yeah, honestly, this is the most bum-pinching cold that we've ever had in the UK.
Really?
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's not sexy at all. Yeah. But you know what? Funny enough, I was saying something on social media. A lot of people are complaining about the cold.
Mm-hmm.
But please explain to me why people voluntarily choose to go on holiday to like Iceland.
Yeah.
Snow countries.
Well, isn't Iceland green and Greenland's ice?
No, it's like these snow countries, you know, like Kim K, they'll be at the resort with the skiing and stuff. Like now it's been a thing. So yeah, everybody went like skiing in the Alps.
I went to Aspen. I loved it though. But I was dressed correctly, so I wasn't uncomfortable, you know?
Were you in a Iceland type of vibe this year?
No, I hate being cold.
See, a respectable woman, you're not allowed to complain. If you booked a trip international,
but I was prepared for snow. I didn't know I was going to come here and have to fight.
This is the UK. Blizzard. This is dirty December. This is the UK. But I do want to start with an album. SZA, are you familiar with SZA's album?
Just talking about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Please tell me, how are you feeling about it?
I haven't heard it yet. We haven't heard it.
But I love SZA, so I'm sure I'm going to love it.
I love SZA. It's given heartbreak. It's given tears in my eyes. Mm. It's a beautiful piece.
Okay, play us some. Can you play a little bit?
I'm going to play a little
song. It's going on YouTube.
Do you know what? I want you to be surprised. Oh, yeah, it's true. I don't want them to demonetize me. But I did want to talk about general, like, obviously, the theme of the album is, like, heartbreak and all this emotional stuff. And I know you guys are the guru queens. How do you deal with guru queens?
About what?
Like, advice. You're
girl,
the queen.
I thought you were going to say heartbreak.
Oh, my God, God
I'm
forbid.
Like,
not, the queen, not the queens of heartbreak, but the queens of advice.
Oh.
So, in advice, how do you deal with heartbreak? What's the best way to deal with heartbreak?
Oof. Boss up. Focus on yourself and, like, take all the pain. And that's what I did. When I got cheated on, I went to the gym and lost weight and bossed up.
Oh, you got cheated on?
And I shaved
on
my head. Yes.
Oh, yes. That was that. I remember that period when you shaved. But you look good, though. You got the head. Not everyone has a head for bald, you know.
Thanks.
You got the head. What about you? How do you get over heartbreak?
I don't know. I think that's hard because I feel like every heartbreak can be different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It can hit you different at different times and different seasons of your life. So, I don't know. I don't have the answer for that because everybody has to find their own way with that. You know what I mean?
How did you find your way?
I don't think I have. I'm still healing from a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if I have like a recipe. I have some practices that I take pretty serious, like journaling, and you know, I pray a lot. Those are like my main go-tos.
No, that's really good. And you know what? It's so weird you're talking about journaling because we are at the end of the year, and I'm so for having a December debrief. It's not even December. Why am I trying to run out of 2022? It wasn't that bad, but I'm having a debrief, like, you know, the end of the year where it's like you just kind of reflect on everything that you've done, and then you plan for the next year. I want you to talk to me more about your journaling and how important is that to you in terms of your mental and spiritual health.
Yeah, we talked about this on a podcast the day before yesterday. I feel like we always are trying to get better, so we don't really have like New Year's resolutions, like going into the year, like January 1st, I'm going to do this, because I'm always setting goals throughout the year. But I journal. I'm not consistent, though, I'm not going to lie. Like, I try to be as consistent as I can, but I want to do it every day, but I'm not as consistent. Like, I think consistency is the best in a morning routine. When I have a morning routine, that really, really, really helps. Instead of getting up, grabbing your phone, like, I play my music, I journal, I write, I pray. Like, if I start my day off like that, then it's more positive.
So how consistent are you with the morning routine? Because I'm struggling.
When I travel a lot, I'm not that consistent. I might just turn on my gospel music and that's it. But when I'm at home, I do it consistently. But when I'm moving around, it's very hard to keep up with.
My good sis, what about you? How consistent are
you? I do not have a morning routine at all. So I definitely need to be better.
I feel like me and you are quite similar because we don't like cold and we're both fighting for our lives in the morning. Like, I can't, yeah. I'm really, really trying. Like, mornings, like, especially, like, I've just recently come into the entrepreneurial space working for myself.
This is your first business?
This is my first business full time. Oh, so this is the first time thank you so much, full time doing something that's not, you know, a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And having to be independently doing things on your own and not having like a manager, someone to give you structure has been the most difficult. I've put on weight, like, because everything is Uber Eats. I'll be rolling out of bed whenever I feel like it.
Yeah.
And I found that this year, I really let myself go because there just wasn't as much constraints as there has been in my life.
Do you have a team?
I have a team. I have a team,
that
but
helps.
You know,
yeah.
When it's like you're the one that says yes or no to thing, yeah, like you're the top basically.
Yeah.
You're the one at the top, and everybody's like working around you and your timing and stuff. So I just kind of found that I really kind of struggled to have that self-discipline. Mm-hmm. And how do you, because you guys are doing phenomenal things, and
you know
having that self-discipline is so important when you're getting into this entrepreneurial space. How do you guys find that?
You want to answer that?
I mean B could probably answer it more. She's been an entrepreneur longer.
I think that you just have to do things. The main thing about consistency is doing it when you don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really, when you fall off, it's just like working in the gym, right? If you go when you feel like it, you ain't never gonna lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never gonna have muscles. Like, you have to go even when you don't want to go, and that's when you see the results. So pushing through not wanting to do something, you know.
And your gym journey has been amazing, honestly.
Thank you.
when I was fighting for my life,
what's that?
Like, fighting for my life, trying to be as slim as, because I put on all the weight, because I was doing all the Uber Eats and stuff. My manager actually sent me your page and your journey, like your B Fitness page.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, this is what I need.
Yeah. In March it'll be 2 years, so I've been keeping up with it.
You said you guys are a vegetarian, vegan?
I'm not vegan, but I'm pescatarian. So
you're
I
pescatarian.
Eat fish, yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, I went vegan for about 6 months.
I did it for 8.
Yeah, so I went on I had a fast. I did a 21-day fast, just water, for like spiritual prayer reasons. And then literally, like, I just didn't have the same attachment to food. So I was like, let me kind of restart the journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I did 6 months just vegan. And it was a lot easier because it was during lockdown, and you just spent a lot of time at home cooking and stuff in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But then obviously when things started opening up, and they're like, yeah, cocktails.
You went right back to the bullshit.
They were like, yeah, let's go out for dinner. Of course you can. Big pussy purr, yeah.
Oh, my God. Just making sure.
You can. Honestly, I was literally fighting for my life, but I really want to get back into the health and fitness
and
side
wellness.
Of thing.
Yeah.
But I do have a question for you guys about this year. Obviously, the theme is we're having our debrief. What are the things that you learned this year that you're not taking to next year?
Ooh, Lord.
That I'm not taking into next year?
Yeah.
Man, I have a list of things.
Talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing right now is just being okay with myself and not allowing other people to affect me in any type of way, and just kind of be my own person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, not depend on anybody to make me happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or to support me or to understand me or any of that stuff. Like, just being okay with myself. I think that's like the biggest thing for me right now.
Yeah. And what about you?
Trusting people too quickly. It's like, give me a minute. Everybody's not like you. Everybody don't have your heart. Just, you know, slow down and get to know somebody. Relationships or friendships, it's the same, like, with the guy. Like, if you're dating somebody, you'll move too fast, and then he cheats on you. It's like, well, you didn't get to know him. You don't even, you know what I mean? Like, slow it down. So with friendships and relationships.
It's crazy.
I move very fast.
Me too, honestly. Like, I'm such an open book, and I kind of feel like everybody is like that, and nobody has any sort of other ulterior motives. But honestly, I've I've really seen some things this year, and I'm like, wow, you guys are very, you guys are very fake.
Everybody's not like you.
You guys are very fake. But do you know what? Yeah, I've been single this year, most of this year, and I feel like it's the first time I've been comfortable being alone. Like, honestly, like, I'm one of those people back in the day, like, if I broke up with someone, sorry, I need a new nigga. Hello.
How long were y'all together?
Sorry?
You and your ex, how long were y'all together?
Honestly, really bad. I've never had a relationship longer than 3 months. Honestly, I haven't. So when I mean I'm wow. back to back, I'm like, I need to be, I fancy you, honeymoon, break up, next, boom, 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 boom. But honestly, like, just reflecting of what you said, I'm very much, for the first time, the longest I've been by myself, and I'm very happy that I've found comfortability
in being alone.
Because sometimes you get to the thing where if you're not okay being alone, you just kind of end up going for one any raggedy somebody that's not even levels.
Yeah.
And then just to fill that
void.
That void, it is really sad. But what's the relationship status say, girlies? What are we doing? Are we doing do we make the Valentine's Day deadline?
Girl, no. Is there any guys out here in London?
You don't want them.
We heard they don't eat the they don't give head.
Whoever said that, maybe there's not. they eat mine. they eat mine. But honestly, the guys in London, they're not as chivalrous as the guys out there.
Really?
They're not.
I do not. I feel like they would be more like courting out here. Like, listen, take you on dates, open your doors.
Just because we have the Queen Mother as
more
our
romantic.
Head. No, don't believe the British boys here. They are not chivalrous at all.
Really?
They are not. Honestly, I never knew chivalry until I went on a date with an American guy.
Okay, what did he do?
They're not opening the car door for you here, sister. They won't be, they don't open the door like chivalry. Like, the guys here in the UK are still fighting about who's paying for the dates.
Oh, wow.
The guys here are still fighting about equality. Oh, yeah, but we equal, so you go to, like,
Jesus.
Honestly, it's so hood. It's so ghetto. The streets here is filthy. I don't want to be, that's why I told you, I'm going to LA in January. I'm trying to find me somebody.
Girl, don't look in LA. Good luck.
They don't like my kind.
No, like the guys in LA.
Really?
No.
Why?
It's too industry.
Oh man. So where?
You need to go like down south somewhere, like a southern city.
My dad lives in Texas though, but I've not gone to visit him.
Dallas or Houston?
Where does he live? Like Houston.
Oh, okay.
Houston. Honestly, I don't know. He said Texas, and I said,
I'm from Texas.
Beyonce. That's all I knew. my queen mother's state. That's all I knew. I don't know anything else.
I'm from Dallas.
Have you ever dated anyone outside of the U.S.?
Mm-mm. I dated one guy here in London Bay, but it was we weren't together. But
how was that experience?
He was nice. He was nice to me. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe he's an outlier, because honestly, and the thing is, I think what it is, the guys here are beautiful, very handsome, very fine men. But in terms of like their behaviors, I'm just, I'm scary.
Well, we're going out tonight, so I'm
where you off to?
Some club.
They'll look after you. Honestly, I think usually I find that they look after the ladies from abroad more than the ladies
here.
But yeah, because your new flavors.
Yeah.
Your new flavors.
But that's like if you go to America, you got your accent, you're different.
One thing about me, I'm going to put on this English accent when I go out there. Yes, I'm going to sound like the Queen Mother. Yes, because every time I've been to LA once, I've been to New York once, and like, oh my God, your accent. Like, just like, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, I am very English. Honestly, I don't talk like that on a normal day, but you have to put it on just a
it's
little
already
bit
on.
More.
You ain't got to do all that.
Just a little bit, just so they extra know. Have you guys went to France as well?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was so good.
It was so beautiful there. It was cold, but it's beautiful.
I love that. What were you doing out there?
What did we do? Oh, we went to an art show.
Yeah, a friend's art
bourgeois.
Show. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very classy.
Yeah.
I love that. I do want to play a game with you, right? So we're just warming up. Yeah. Honestly, we don't need to. We usually don't warm up like this, but because you ain't got no drink.
I know. Yeah.
I'm upset. Listen, you came to London and left with illness. I'm sorry.
Yeah, day one, sick.
Like, seriously? Like, no, everyone's getting sick. Everybody is getting sick.
It's freezing here.
So I want to play a quick game. Let's play this or that.
Okay.
So easy peasy. I'm going to give you two topics of conversation. You're going to tell me whether it's one or two. Just fire. No thoughts. Okay. Rapid things.
Okay.
You ready? Okay.
You going back and forth or we both answer at the same time?
At the same time. I want to see how... You guys have been friends for a long time, so I want to see how in sync you are.
Okay. We're different, though. But we might say... Okay, just give it to us. I'm saying the answer might not be the same.
Netflix or Hulu?
Oh, Netflix.
Dang, it depends. There's a lot of good documentaries on Hulu, though.
And she's a documentary person.
You're a documentary, babe.
Yeah.
You give me educated to the... You give me, like, PhD educated, babe.
I wish. I never went to college, but I'm really into documentaries.
I'm surprised. You give me very, like...
No.
I went to school.
But I am like a sponge. Like, I like to learn stuff.
I love that. Yeah. So, documentary. She doesn't waste time watching.
No, but I do. I watch shows. I definitely watch Netflix shows. But that's why I'm like, it's hard for me to choose because I love documentaries.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Next one. Night or morning?
Depends.
Jesus.
It's like nights and mornings. It's like nights and mornings for what? Like waking up, or
like a night person.
Are you a night babe?
I would say nights. I'm a night. I'm a night owl.
What about you?
Morning. Well, night.
Honestly, the indecisiveness of this.
Okay, what is it like? Night or morning for sex? Night or morning for turn up?
It's not supposed. You're just supposed.
Okay. Do the next one.
Okay, you're just supposed to feel it. You know what I mean? It's not.
All right, do the next one. I'm gonna close my eyes.
Okay, rich and famous or rich and unknown?
Rich and unknown.
No, that doesn't sound right. Rich and famous or rich and unknown? Okay.
I mean. At first, it was rich and famous. Now that you're famous, it's like, I could take the money without the fame.
That's true. Honestly, the Silicon Valley lots, like, they're really doing their thing. Do you know what I wish I'd done? If I wasn't doing this, I wish I'd done, like, coding.
What's that?
Coding. Like, you know, like, computer coding.
Really?
Yeah, hacking, all that stuff. I wish, honestly.
You know,
I wish I learned how to do that stuff. Like, I think it's so cool. Like, people like coding to like build websites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, they're the ones that are making the big coins, and no one knows who they are. They're very like anonymous.
Yeah.
All right, next one: passenger or driver?
Oh, passenger. Driver. She loves to drive. I don't drive.
I don't drive either. I'm a passenger princess. Honestly,
you can't drive, can you?
No. Wait, can you drive? Have you got a license?
Yes, girl. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know what it is? Yeah. Don't come for me. I think it's a proper thing in America to get a license.
Y'all usually don't do that here?
No, I mean, please.
You don't have one. It's okay. Get it out. Jesus.
So you're not about to come for me. You guys start driving from like when you're what, 16?
15, 16.
Yeah, so it's like a thing. It's like a cultural thing. I think in the UK, it was more for the boys. Like, the boys were the drivers. They're like, yeah, I'm a boy. Like, race
got
cars.
Got my car. Hop in,
got my car.
To
yeah,
get the girls.
The baddies. Yeah.
Yeah.
For us girlies, it was like passenger princess. And I stayed a passenger princess up until now.
So you 25 with no license. Just say it.
Wow. you're not going to confirm in my show. Listen, yes. I guess what? They finna still put me in there. Yes. I will be in the seat. But I'm working on it. I am working on it. Eventually. I said this year.
But do you need it?
I mean, it's nice to say that I have a license, you know, so that people like you can't come on my show and insult me. Do you know what I mean? So, but I do want to get one soon. Inshallah, it's coming. Right, next one. Wine or rum?
What is it?
Wine or rum?
Rum.
I love that.
I was about to say rum, too. I like cab, red wine, though. What's rum? Dark?
Rum is like Bacardi, Ray and Nephews.
Maybe wine, then. Red wine.
Boo.
I got that from my ex. I didn't even like wine until I started dating him.
Do you know what? Yeah,
I liked Moscato.
I feel like sometimes people drink wine because it's a bit of a superficial thing to do. It's like, oh yeah, wine.
Yeah.
Do you really like it?
I do now.
I got accustomed to it. Your taste buds, like. It's just like when I was a kid, I hated avocados. Now I love guacamole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like your taste buds just change over time. And you can train your taste buds to like certain stuff.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
Can Nick train me to like salad? if you could train it to like stuff, can you train it to hate stuff? Because please.
No, seriously.
Chocolate. Let me I need to hate chocolate.
But I don't. I think chocolate is like one of those things that everybody needs. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many, like, scientific things about chocolate that makes you feel good. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, dark chocolate is good for you in certain ways. Yeah. Obviously, not eating it, you know, all day, every day, but
not eating 12 Snicker bars.
But I don't know. There's something about chocolate that's like, it's something that we can all relate to. That's like, yeah, that makes you feel good.
A
little something
like a piece of chocolate.
A piece of chocolate, chocolate looking man, everything chocolate. Love
oh,
it.
For sure, chocolate man.
Purr. Next question: bad breath or body odor?
Jesus.
Mm. I'm gonna say
breath.
Yeah, because body odor is like that's hard.
Jesus.
Because you could just not open your mouth. You know what I mean? But you can't shut off your body. You shut off your body.
I did date a guy that smelled.
Really?
I did date a guy that smelled. He was
big
though.
How long did you date him?
See,
big people don't be stinking though.
Yeah, I'm
their hygiene be on point.
I've never, not never, but most big people, like, they make sure they keep
their hygiene be up to par.
This one in particular, because I love my big boys. This one in particular, he did smell. But I liked him, though. I don't know. That's not,
Jesus.
Do you know what? Honestly, I'm such a... I can look past so many things. Like,
really?
I dated a guy with a cross eye. I could, like, I've dated... I'm not someone that looks at someone just for their appearance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, no, you can fall in love with anybody.
I can fall in love with anybody, any smell, any odor. But okay. I would say bad breath. Because I like teeth. I like mouth. Like, that stuff is that's maternal. I like that. Right. Dine in, dine out, or order food?
My lazy ass order food.
Yeah, probably order food. I'm an inside person.
So you wouldn't mind a date that is like indoors or?
No, I would love it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, girl.
No, stop it.
You dated a stanky ass nigga, so I don't want to hear
that. No, do you know what it is? Yeah, I feel like if you're going on a date, you need the whole pizzazz. Like, can you be sexy in your house? Like, does it make sense?
Yeah, you could like set up a little movie night,
but wearing like the pajama. No, like I want to go out. Not
you
want to
dress
food.
Up in BC.
Hello, hi.
Hello, hi.
I need the dress. I want them to be like, wow, you can't wear your high heels in your house.
Yeah,
you can't wear your sexy dress in your house. Like, there has to be certain places where you step in and you're looking like a bad bee. So he's like, wow. And then you then go into like, come to my house, wear the t-shirt with the toothpaste on it. Like, okay, cool, now we're here. But you have to give him an entrance if you ask me. Okay, next one. Concerts or sports games?
Concerts.
What's the last concert you went to?
Well, we went to a Jack Harlow concert not too long ago.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah. I guess that was the last one.
Jack Harlow. We love a bit of Jack. A seasoned white man. I like him.
Yeah, he's good. He's really good. Yeah. I like him. He's tuned into the culture. He's always like advocating for black women and stuff too. Yeah. So it's dope.
And he's fine.
He is.
And he's fine.
And he's from Kentucky, the South. Those are good guys.
Yeah.
Where my dad is from. Wait. Is Texas or Kentucky in the same place?
No, it's not.
Jesus. Honestly, I didn't finish. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't finish school. So I tell people.
You didn't graduate high school?
No, I graduated high school.
Oh, college.
Yeah, I did go to college. I did.
Girl, get your lies straight.
I did. No, because college is different to the college here. So you say that's university.
Oh yeah.
We're talking about college. Yeah, I started university. I didn't finish university. Okay. But it's okay. I'm here. But yeah. Sports games. Today is
So World Cup.
World Cup. Yeah. Yes, England is playing versus someone. Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
The game here?
It's not here. It's in Qatar.
Oh, wow.
It's in Qatar. So that's all been the conversation with the boys. All my boyfriends have not been responding to me.
Girl.
Football. Like, it's just heartbreaking.
At least you have options.
By force. I just go to guys and be like, hi, do you want to be my boyfriend? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay. that's how it goes. But I don't have one that's like...
The one.
That can cuddle in the night, in this cold. That's why we're all sick.
Yeah.
That's why cost of living is rising. And there's no one to hug at night for the body. You know, penguins, when they're cold, they huddle. Like, we don't have that privilege because we're single. It's okay. I'm using my electric heater. It's okay. Right. Tea or coffee?
Tea.
What kind of tea?
I love coffee, but it makes me nauseous.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It makes me a little woozy.
What about you?
I can't choose because I do both daily.
I would like to say I'm a coffee babe.
I love coffee.
I feel like it's an aesthetic.
Yeah. No, coffee's good.
Coffee's good.
I mean, add stuff, like caramel drizzle.
Yes. Oh, my God. In Starbucks, they have, I need to put you on. I'm about to put you on. White chocolate mocha iced.
Girl, we already know.
Get the hell out. I'm just kidding. Not me being excited to put this. Like, girl, we already eat that. Like, honestly, I just love the aesthetic. I just feel like girls that have coffee in the mornings have their life together. Like,
yeah. Like, it's Starbucks. Like adult.
Yeah,
adult.
It's very adult. It's very like, oh, yeah, do you want a coffee? It's like, oh, she's grown, isn't she? Like, yeah. That's, I just love it. I just love it. Right. Comedy or drama?
Damn.
I love both.
To watch on TV drama, because my life is comedy.
Per.
So I'm like, I'm a comedian, so, but I like drama movies.
I'm going to say drama as well, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say drama. I love a bit of a, I don't do horror, but you're I scared? Like, please, I am a Christian woman. I'm not,
girl.
I do not involve myself in such a democracy.
I'm like that too. I'm like, if it's fear-based, no, I'm
especially if she, before she go to sleep.
If it's fear-based, because we do not live on the spirit of fear.
Right.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm straight.
Okay, last one. Phone calls or text messages?
Text messages.
Yeah.
I'd rather no one call me.
If it's a man, phone calls, like your bae. But like business and if you can say it through a text, do not call me.
Yeah.
I love a phone call, you know. I love talking on the phone.
But to who?
Anyone that wants to hear me. I've got a podcast for fuck's sake. I just love a chit chat. I love a chit chat, you know.
No.
Texting, I can't. Like, I don't have the, maybe because I've got ADHD, but I don't have the concentration to go back and forth with multiple people.
I will say it's probably easier to get a hold of me with phone call than it is text.
See?
Sometimes I forget, like, I'll be in the middle of something, I'll open a text. And I'll respond in my head, or
literally me.
Something will happen, and I'm like about to respond, and then I forget, and it's like weeks later, and I'm like, shit, I forgot to text.
That is absolutely literally me. Literally me. Right, I'm gonna introduce our guests. Finally, we are here.
I forgot we didn't even do that.
I love that. The conversation was moving. The conversation was moving, guys. I want to introduce two phenomenal women today. They have flown all the way from the States, the America, the United States. Where my uncle 50 Cent is living.
Girl.
Yes, that's my uncle from New York City. Yeah.
Do you know where we're from?
Atlanta. Oh,
okay.
Atlanta.
You told me. You told me. ATL, where my good sister Nene Leakes is from as well. I love ATL. I love all the Atlanta shows and love
Housewives. And Housewives.
I'm a solid fan. I live my American self through those shows. Anyways, guys. We have two phenomenal women here today. They are killing it in the game. They are motivational speakers, business partners, entertainers, and of course, they are the co-hosts to the hit podcast, No Faux Show. I am honored to welcome to the motherfucker studio today, B. Simone and Megan A. Brooks. Woo! We'll clap for yourself. Come on, guys. Woo! Where's the energy? Clap for yourself. Girl, come on. London cannot be that bad. How are you? How are you doing? How's your week? Talk to me.
Sick.
Guys, honestly.
But London has been lit. This is our first time out the country together.
She said, for effect. So she really, really sick. You guys, this is your first girls trip together?
Yeah. Well, out the country.
Out the country? Yeah. Are you thick? Damn, heartbreak.
But
how are you
nice.
Finding it though? Talk to me. I've been
here once 2 years ago. I had a comedy show here.
Amazing.
Yeah. So we just came to do a press run. So we can come back next year and do a show.
Yes, we would love you
we
here.
We would love to do a live show here.
What's the most exciting thing that you guys have done so far here?
In London,
being
able to, you know, join other podcasts and radio shows and meet, you know, everyone from London. It's been super, super dope.
Amazing. And what are you thinking about the London people, them?
Y'all are cool.
I know. I
y'all
love
are
it.
So
I
nice.
Love
you. Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah,
I love
y'all
that.
Are so sweet.
I love you guys here. How are you finding the food? Because I know American people like to come here and they're like, the food is...
The two restaurants that we've been to have been really good. It's the snacks. Like, the snacks are not good to me.
They don't taste the same.
Yes, because there's some food coloring that is quite illegal here.
Yeah. That's
you guys
it's,
love
it's,
to
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's us because we're used to bad things.
Yes, quite indeed. Yeah. Like, I know I've seen
okay.
I've seen battered Snickers, like battered everything, battered ice. You know, there's a lot going on out there.
We do fry everything.
We do.
Yes, yes, I definitely have seen that. I've definitely seen that. I think I saw, when I went to America, like, our large here is like your small out there. Have you been to McDonald's?
No, no. Not here.
Do grab a large Coke and you'll be like, what is this?
Wow.
Honestly, like, the sizing is so different. Things are so different, but I love the food out there. I can't
even
lie.
Yeah.
I think I had one of the best calamari squids that I've ever had in LA. It was bone apple tea.
We went to two restaurants, a Caribbean one and like a Mediterranean like kebab place with falafel and stuff. Both of those places were bomb. Really
good. You need to try Nigerian food. Now, I am a Nigerian woman.
Nigerian?
Yes. Do you guys know your hereditation?
What was it?
Jesus.
I didn't finish calling.
Heritage.
Yeah, heritage. Please, I've already established that.
I haven't. I really wanted to do that. What is it? The 23andMe?
Yeah.
To figure out like where my origin nationality is. Mm-hmm. And I really want to do that, but I haven't done it yet.
Amazing. I did it a couple years ago, but I forgot my results. It was a whole bunch of stuff.
What was the majority?
It was like Irish, some places from Africa. It was all mixed. It was like 200 white people that were my family in Kentucky. It shows like everybody that is like you're related to. It was crazy.
I'd be very. Did you try and?
No, actually, no,
please,
I did not.
Yeah, please don't do that. Please don't do that. Yeah, no. I'm very Nigerian. I'm first generation here, so my mom was Nigerian.
Straight from there, yeah.
She is straight from there. But you guys must try Nigerian food when you get here. I will send you links. I love if you like spicy food.
Yeah.
If you like meat.
Y'all have veggies and rice. Y'all do.
If you like, okay, you can have the plantain. That's fine. You
Ew,
can have
I don't
the,
like plantain.
Stop it.
I don't.
Honestly.
Mushy bananas. Ew.
Do you know what? Yeah, there's a big list as to why you need to leave. The list is growing. Plantain slaps. It's not mushy bananas. Like, it's how they, sometimes the way they fry it is not great. Like, you know, sometimes you can fry it different ways. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes it's mushy, sometimes it's firm. You just need to give it a go. You just need to give it a.
But
I
do like African food.
Where in Africa? there's loads of places.
In Ethiopian food, like injera and rice and lentils and cabbage and greens.
You love all this healthy stuff, you know.
No, I mean, it's like a veggie platter.
For a true vegetarian. Her, just I'm judging you, but like I'm this is the diet I need. I need to be excited to eat cabbage, like your cabbage and lentils, and like you did not sell it to me, but I need to be that excited. I need to be that excited. But yes, guys, I want to play a game with you.
Okay, come on.
I'm gonna test your knowledge.
Oh gosh.
Obviously, I have two beautiful intellectual women here, boss ladies who are doing phenomenal things, and we have a game on the show called Are You Smart?
Just are you smart?
Period. Are you smart? Not are you smarter than a fifth grader? Are you smarter than?
Just are you smart?
Just are you smart?
Yes or no?
Are you smart? Yes or no?
Are you smart? Or
that's
are you
the game.
Yeah, that's the game. So you've got 10 questions. You can only give me one answer. You can't say Becky, Susie. We just need the one. And you get to play together. We've got two brains. So I'm hoping you are the first ever person to get 10 out of 10.
So if we don't, we can like, if she knows that she could answer.
Yeah, okay, of course, gotcha, absolutely. Gotcha. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Girl, you're making it so intense.
Is your heart beating? Question number one. Name three UK cities.
Oh, damn it. Cities?
Yes.
So London would be one?
You got to give me the full answer. I can't.
Damn it.
Girl. I'm looking at her because I don't know. Oh.
Girl. Girl, what is going on?
I was literally about to say Europe.
I'm like trying to pull back everything I've heard, like all the like pull it out of my Rolodex brain cells.
What was the question?
Find it.
Name three UK cities.
Oh, in the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Shut up, bitch. I'm trying.
She's I'm laughing trying to at stop. Me. She's laughing at me when I said Kentucky, by the way, guys. Do you guys remember that? Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
That was a good callback. Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
Okay, we've got no answer. I mean, you could have had loads.
Tell us.
Manchester.
You could Manchester. Oh, I was trying to find
Birmingham is a city.
Amsterdam
is not in the UK at all. It's okay. You could have had London, of course. There's loads.
London, Manchester.
Birmingham. What else would be a city? Leeds is a city.
What's another popular one? I feel like I'm missing like a popular.
Dublin is a city in Ireland. Where else? There's loads.
Damn.
Next question.
I couldn't that was a hard one. You started off pretty hard.
Name three cities in Georgia.
Atlanta. That's the only one I know. I tried. Okay, question number two. What is the name given to a group of fish?
A school.
Yep. Final answer.
Are you locking it in?
Final answer.
That is correct. Wow.
Girl, your poker face is annoying.
I was pretty confident about that. Finding Nemo. Yeah.
You was confident. Yeah. I love that. Question number three.
That was right.
Jake the dog and Finn the human are characters of which animated TV show?
Oh.
Jake the dog and who?
Finn the human.
Those old people. And the dog, is it purple? That cartoon off Cartoon Network? Or is it some London shit?
If this is a London show, no. That's not fair. Jake the dog and who the human?
Finn the human. Finn.
Jake and Finn?
It's old.
I have no idea. I ain't no help on this.
If you say this, I'm going to be so mad. Is it on Cartoon Network? Can you just tell us that? Y'all have Cartoon Network out here?
We definitely do, yeah.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Just say it.
We've got no answer.
It's with them old people. I know it.
Jake the dog.
The dog was always talking to that. It was kind of scary. Just tell us.
It's Adventure Time.
Girl, never heard of it.
Never heard of that.
Have you never heard of Adventure Time?
Yeah. She's talking about.
Adventure Time?
I was talking about.
I know what you were talking about.
You do?
Yeah, with the two old people, the dog.
Yeah.
I know exactly. Adventure Time?
No. You need to ask us some American questions.
That's on Cartoon Network. It's very
She's like
American.
Universal.
It's very American. Okay. Next question. Girl, they didn't tell me how to say these things.
Who made up the question?
My producer. Right. Linguini. Tagliati.
Tortellini.
And cannelloni.
Okay.
Are all types of what?
Pasta.
For fuck's sake. I don't even know how to say it. Not necessarily. That's correct.
Pasta.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Those are the ones
we know
that is correct.
We
know that. Right, true or false? Black History Month in the UK is celebrated in February.
False.
You're looking
I
at false?
I have no idea, but I'm just saying false because it sounds false? Like something that you guys would do.
I haven't said anything.
I'm going with false.
We're locking in?
You gotta go false.
That is correct. It is in October.
Jesus. Why is that?
They I don't just, know, you know. October, you guys celebrate in February.
Yeah. Y'all got two extra days.
I don't even know why we celebrate. I think the theory was February was the shortest month, and that's why they chose February for Black History
that's
Month.
That's very mean.
Because there's no other, I don't know any other like logic of why it would be in February.
Yeah, very, very random, very random time of the month.
Yeah.
Ours is in October. I felt like Black History Month this year was quite quiet, but that's another story for another day. Question number six. Fill in the gaps of this popular saying, a bad blank always blames his blank.
I keep looking at Megan. I don't know none of this shit.
A bad blank always blames his.
I've never heard that.
Jeez, I've never heard that saying before.
A bad boy always blames his dick.
I don't know.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. We've got no answer, guys. I want everyone to remember how they were judging me because I didn't go to school. By the way. The answer is, a bad workman always blames his tools. Have you never heard of that?
This is some London stuff.
Is that like a UK saying?
Have you heard of that? She said, I don't know, but it's philosophical.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Super deep.
When you think about it.
Okay. Question number 7. In which year was America declared independent from England?
Oh, God.
I definitely don't know this. You don't know, Chicago.
Shit.
Is this our Independence Day? You're so annoying. I wish I could kick you.
Yeah, it would be, I guess.
It would be our 4th of July?
But I don't know the year.
Have you got no answer?
No. Give her a second. She got it.
I don't have the year. I don't have the year in my head right now.
All right, what is it?
The answer is 1776.
You know what? Something told me it was I was going to say 1860 something, but I don't know why but then I was like, that's not right.
You should have let the spirit lead.
Yeah.
You were nearly there. Right, question number 8. This is a multiple choice. What is the most watched YouTube video of all time? Is it A, Baby Shark, B, Justin Bieber's song Baby, or C, Gangnam Style by Psy?
Damn.
Wow.
It's either A or C.
Probably A.
Yeah, Baby Shark went crazy. Still going crazy, so I'm going to go with A.
All time? How many views is it?
I don't know. Gangnam Style was a moment for a while, too. That was like early 2000s. Justin Bieber, I don't think it's that.
No, it's not Justin Bieber. It gotta be Baby Shark.
Like I said, I'm going A or C. She's saying Baby Shark, so we can go with A.
A?
Yeah.
Is it right?
That's correct. Well done.
Yeah, Jesus.
Baby Shark was a moment. 11 billion views.
It's still a moment. I thought that there was a cat video that had like the most views on YouTube. Was that before Baby Shark?
I think it was before Baby
Shark. There was like a cat
thing,
like, and it was like crazy.
How much money they're making off that?
Baby Shark? Did I hear that it was Simon Cowell's son that sung that song?
Who? Simon Cowell?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Honestly, don't quote me.
No.
Don't quote
song?
Me.
The song?
Baby Shark? No, Baby Shark. Yeah, but I don't even know. Right, we've got 2 more questions. Question number 9. Finish the lyrics. If you had my love and I gave you all my trust, would you comfort me?
Whose song is that?
J-Lo.
Oh, yeah, J-Lo.
Ashanti.
Girl.
that is correct. Well, that is correct. That was the moment. That was the moment. We love a bit of J-Lo.
That's hilarious.
Et al. Question number 10, final question. Which of these two American Idol judges famously feuded the entire time they worked together?
Which is easy.
No.
Or Paula and Simon. Is it multiple choice?
Yeah, I'm like, that. How are we supposed to know? What show?
American Idol.
Oh, American Idol? Oh, I'm going to say Nikki and Mariah.
What's the question?
Which two American Idol judges famously feuded the entire time they worked together?
I'm going to say Nikki and Mariah. That was a moment.
Are we locking in?
Okay.
That is correct. Well done.
What?
I can tell you got you're the brains of this fashion. I can just tell.
I remember that.
You're the brains. Well, that was actually really good. You got 6 out of 10.
Did we?
That's not bad.
Unless my counting is wrong. Anyways, editor, put it on this list, on the screen. The Hennessy. That is.
We didn't fail. We got a D.
Is that a D?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A 60%.
great mathematics. I love it.
You need a bonus question. So we
yeah,
can, like,
give us a bonus.
Okay.
And if we get this right, we get 100.
10-point question.
Okay. I don't know. I don't have any other questions here. Let me see.
She's like, use your brain.
Let me
changing
think.
The game.
Hold on. I will give you a bonus question, yeah, but let's... Okay, cool. So what happens if you don't get it?
Nothing.
Nothing, we just...
No, there has to be, that has to be a forfeit.
Like, there has to be a forfeit.
There has to be a forfeit.
And it can't be a London question, bro.
No, that's... I am looking for a good question. Okay, cool. I've got a question. So, if you get this question...
We're the first people to get 10. You get this question, then.
Yep, that's good.
We're the first people to
okay,
get 10.
Okay, but if you don't get this question, you lose all your points.
Nah.
There has to be... we have to be in the middle. You get 50%.
So give us two questions to choose from.
So now you're asking for choice of question. Choice of question.
We're just changing all your shit.
This is business ladies here. Negotiation.
All right.
Okay, cool.
We know how to negotiate for what we want.
Finish the lyrics.
Girl, it better not be Budman. No.
wait. No, I got one. This is a good one. Finish the lyrics. You took my heart on my sleeve for decoration. You mistaked my love I bought for you for foundation.
Mm. Oh,
Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. That is Rihanna.
For decoration. For foundation.
What song is that, though? Something that you never seen. Oh, is it her and Drake?
Yeah.
Is it work? Yeah,
are you looking at work?
Yep. Give us our points. Yep. And I want
that's
a
correct.
Big picture. I want a big picture that says first to get
yeah.
10.
No, I'm going to give it.
She said, are you locking it in?
I thought that was quite a difficult one.
Nah, no. I was good.
I mean, the way you said it.
Yeah, the way you talked it. I mean,
wear my heart on my sleeve for decoration.
Mm-hmm. I actually thought, like, do you know what? Yeah, big up you, because the person that had that question proper struggled. They were like, what is that? First one, 10 out of 10. Well done, editor. I put question mark by negotiation. By negotiation.
It's C&T, baby.
All right. I want to move on to one more thing.
Okay.
Just because of time. You guys are so knowledgeable.
Are we? We just got a 60.
No.
You asshole. You guys are so knowledgeable.
The way I was like, hold on, I'm like, not quiet. Right, let's end with New Year reflections. So what has been a good memory that you have had from this year?
Mm. Man, this year has been a pretty amazing year. We started our podcast this year, so mm-hmm. it's been a lot of memories with mm-hmm. that, a lot.
Just new passion. I was saying this earlier, like, I'm in the, like, I saw an interview of Rihanna, and she's like, when I start something, I get bored. Like, I don't get bored quickly, but I do get bored.
Eventually,
so, yeah. But staying in the entertainment industry and still being able to be behind the, or in front of the camera and talk to my supporters and fans, but in a different way. Like, the podcast has been so dope.
And
like,
can I just say, you do that amazingly. You do that amazingly. Like, I see the interaction that you have with your audience and just keeping them in the loop
trying
as a family.
To keep them
engaged.
Yeah,
honestly, I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. And also just having this new season with somebody that's your friend. I love mm-hmm. you guys. Can I just say, I love you guys' friendship.
Thank you.
Like, 20-year friendship, you don't know, especially as women, how difficult it is to have this type of relationships.
Yeah.
I feel like women tend to be quick with dropping their friends.
Yeah.
But when it's a guy, oh, we holding on mm-hmm. strong. We holding on strong. Mm-hmm. What is the formula to make a good friendship, would you guys say?
It's just like a romantic relationship. Like, you have to work on it. You have to have communication. You have to be patient. You have to have grace. You just have to work on it like you work on your romantic relationships. And we talk about that on our podcast. Like you said, you put so much into a guy. You put so much into a girl or whatever. your romantic partner, you need to put that into your female friends,
yeah.
your mother-daughter relationships, your platonic relationships also. So, you know, we work on it.
I love that.
Yeah.
And this year, can you think of a funny memory or story that you have that you want to share?
Damn. Every day is a
mess. I know.
Oh, my
same.
God.
Same.
Funny memory?
Dang, I can't
together think. Or in general?
Whichever one pops up first.
Funny memory. Dang.
Was that this year in Charlotte or was that last year? I mean, it was last year. No, it had to be this year because...
No, last year.
It was last year?
No. Mm-hmm. Oh. Actually, so not, 2 years ago. I think that was 2000.
Shut up.
Yeah, it was last year. Yeah. Last year. I'll say a funny memory was us about to miss a flight in Vegas, and we were like in our club outfits, like Jesus. Running through the airport.
I was
in the
Miska.
Yeah.
She was pissed. Because yeah. I was being irresponsible. And she was a ride or die, and she waited.
Yeah. Oh, so she was on time and you weren't.
We were together, but she was like waiting in the car and I was doing something I had no business doing.
Do you know what? Yeah, I feel like the dynamic makes sense. It makes sense because you definitely would be last without her. Logical and fun.
Yeah.
Is that how you would describe each other?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I mean, I think it's yeah, both. It's I mean, both. There's times I'm not logical. There's times that I'm not the most reasonable person, you know? So it's like a bounce. Yeah. You kind of go back and forth.
I love that. And finally, what is the one piece of advice you would give yourself for next year? And what advice would you give people watching?
I think I said this the other day. I was like, put God first and fuck everything else is the formula to peace.
Amen.
Literally.
Per.
So I was like, at this point, it's like, you just do what you're called to do. Like, find that, find your purpose, and just focus on that. Everything else literally will follow suit. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. instead of focusing on, like, a lot of external things, focusing on, like, the internal work, the internal goals, internal purpose, like, all of that. Focus on that. Really hone in and, like, commit to it. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of times I feel like, we were talking about that last night about passion. I feel like a lot of people like pursue passion and then because it's not purposeful, you burn yourself out.
Mm.
But when you're pursuing your purpose, like mm. you literally, God gives you like supernatural energy just mm-hmm. to keep doing it. And so anything that you can find yourself doing and you're not worried about being tired, you're not worried about like, we've had a long couple days mm-hmm. sleeping in the van, come, you know, doing all, but you just love to do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're not like, damn, I hate this. You know,
yeah.
you're just like, I'm tired, but I love to do it. You know what I mean? That like following the purpose and not being distracted by like passion stuff.
Yeah. You know? And how would you say somebody would discover their passion? Like, what are the ways? Because that's something I really struggle with before coming into this space.
Or their purpose.
Or their purpose. Yeah, their purpose. Their essentially their purpose. I had a purpose problem mm. for majority of my life because I knew I loved to talk to people. I knew I loved communication, but I didn't know how to put that into words where it could be monetized. Mm. It could yeah. be something I wake up to. Mm. I thought I was going to be a therapist, but that doesn't make sense. that obviously doesn't make sense.
Maybe later. It could.
If God wants it to be, but yeah. how would someone find their purpose?
I think it's we talk a lot about serving, like on our platform, we talk a lot about serving, and I think if you don't know exactly the lane that you want to go or like the actual thing that you want to do, going and serving areas that you're like passionate about and just kind of serving in those areas. So like if you want to be on a TV anchor, try to find a job in the studio to do and just be around yeah. it, because a lot of times you can be drawn to like the industry. Say like you really want to be in the industry, you can be drawn to doing that, but that doesn't mean you have to be a rapper, a singer, mm-hmm. that you can be an A&R, you can be a publicist, you can be a PR person, you can be a producer, you can be a songwriter, you can be, there's so many different avenues in the industry. So I think, but finding, if you don't know what that is yet, find a way to serve so that you can see what it is like first. Just see what be exposed to it and Amazing. Exposed to all the different layers of the thing that you're passionate about. And then I believe that when you serve and you serve with a pure heart, God will make a way. Like he'll open that door for you. Yeah.
And I just wanna ask you a question piggying back off to that, because you are a confidence queen. So coming into these spaces where you wanna serve, how do you basically find the confidence to go out there, to network, to ask those questions, to put yourself off and be like, this is what I want to do and I'm here?
I think it's just being yourself. Like, that was piggybacking off of that, trying to find your purpose, being yourself. And just because you like to do something, does that mean that's your purpose? Like, I did hair for a long time. I mean, I guess that was my purpose for that season. Like, you know what I mean? But it's not overall, like, I did music. That didn't really take off. I mean, I could have pushed it more, you know, but other things started working out. So I still love music, but I don't feel like that's my purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I could do it as a hobby or have fun with it, but that's a passion of mine. So don't confuse, like, just because you're good at something, making it your purpose. Like, purpose always circles back to, I read the Will Smith book, and he said, desire, which is kind of passion, involves self, and purpose involves other people. So when you're, like, helping other people, back to serving, that's purpose. Yeah. And that was not your question. Your question was, how do I be confident?
Do you know what?
But
the spirit moves.
Back to being yourself.
Being yourself.
Which aligns with purpose. You know what I mean?
Like, a lot of things. You know what? Honestly, I'm seeing some confident women in this room. Yeah. And I feel like one thing that girls really, really struggle with is just the confidence to go for what they want. Like, obviously, like, even the job that you do, where you just come out and you're just like, I'm going to make a stop podcast. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go on the internet and be my silly self and come in a bonnet and not give a hell. Like, I feel like women really struggle with just being themselves.
Authentic.
Authentically. Like, some women are themselves, but they're a bit polished. You know, they're a bit, they're like the pristine version, where the hair's a bit tidy and the shirt is a bit, you know, it's looking cute. And I feel like it's so important, like, in any sort of job, in any sort of space, to have the confidence just as being yourself, especially in the entertainment space, because everyone is trying to do the bad B thing. Everyone's doing it. There's bad B's are growing up turning 18 every single day.
So literally.
I feel like just generally being yourself and not giving a heck is definitely something that I'm for. But I think I'm gonna close it there because of time, but I just want to say thank you so much.
Thank you.
You guys are phenomenal. You inspire me. I'm glad you had fun.
We're glad that we were the first people to get 10.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that.
And we have, when do you see this is dropping?
This is coming out on Wednesday.
Yeah, so we have merch coming.
Yes.
Go to our website, theknowforsure.com.
Yes.
Go to our Instagram, our merch drops.
I will put that in the description below. Yeah. I'll put that in the description on YouTube. But please, guys, make sure you check it out. Go and buy the shirts. Make sure it's cute.
Yeah, I have it on right now.
So. Oh, do you know what? I was looking at this top and I love. What does that say at the beginning? Think about
what you're thinking about. That's something that Megan always says.
My mom used to say that to me all the time. So,
and what does that mean? Just to elaborate that.
My mom is really big on, she would always say, like, every thought is not your own. There's, like, a scripture in the Bible that talks about take every thought into captivity.
Wow.
And submit it to God. Something, I'm paraphrasing, but something along those lines. And so she would always say, like, you know, every thought ain't yours. Every thought isn't your thought. Some negative thoughts come, some are your thoughts, some are, you know, God can give you plant thought, you know, so everything isn't yours. You got to think about it and be cognizant of the way that you allow yourself to think. Sometimes there's so, I looked it up one time, the statistics on how many thoughts you have a day. There's no way we can even remember all of that. So what you're allowing in your subconscious is, like, be mindful of that. Like, take time and pause and think about what you're thinking about.
That's how you motherfucker end a good show. Thank you guys for coming. Megan, it's a pleasure.
So
guys,
much.
And we're gonna be back next week with another bad boy or another bad girl.
No, for sure.
Big purr.
Bye.
Thank you.